David Slim Baucom has been in the strip club business in Charlotte for almost 30 years. He owns 7 clubs, including a little place called Twin Peaks up in the University area.
Well, we've repainted the whole outside, the whole exterior. We've added on and on the back for the entertainers going in and out. We've added a privacy fence because they used to have to stand outside and smoke with this new smoking ordinance in place.
By the time the DNC rolls around in September, Slim will have spent about $150,000 in renovations. New carpet, new paint, new surfaces for the parking lots. Slim's business has thrived during big sporting events. NASCAR race weeks are especially lucrative. But a political convention is uncharted territory. He's optimistic that the week of the DNC will be his most profitable of the year.
I hope I'm so busy making money that I don't know what's going on.
The closest strip club to the convention is Uptown Cabaret, located about a mile away. Managers there would not talk to WFAE, but a building permit shows it is in the process of a $350,000 addition. But this is a nonpartisan story. Strip clubs in Tampa, Florida are also gearing up for the Republican National Convention.
The biggest thing we did was we built more of a true VIP area.
This is Isaac Zalta, the general manager of a Tampa club called Scores. Zalta wouldn't reveal specific numbers, but he says the club is quadrupling its advertising budget leading up to the convention. More billboards and more ads for radio, TV, and online. The inside changes include a new stage and lighting.
I think people, and when they're away from home and, you know, and they're a part of something this big and there's, you know, a lot of positive, you know, vibes out there. Everybody's, you know, rooting for their candidate. I think you get that mentality of, like, guys wanting to go out, guys and girls, and just have a really good time.
He's also adding Kobe steaks to the menu just for the RNC. Okay, so which political convention is best for the adult entertainment industry?
Hands down, the Republicans have always been our best customers.
Angelina Spencer is the executive director of the Association of Club Executives, which is the national trade organization for adult nightclubs.
And they tend to be business focused. That's really all I can say. I mean, we get clients from all walks of life, but for whatever reason, I have heard club owners say, hey, boy, those Republicans, they really are great customers.
She says it's not that there are more Republicans at the clubs. It's that they have more to spend. But Duke Deering, a manager of 2 clubs near the 2008 DNC in Denver, was happy with the profits he had 4 years ago.
During the course of time the convention was there, their normal business was probably up in the neighborhood of 20% over what would be considered normal.
Back in Charlotte, location might play a role. The Gold Club in South Charlotte sits about 7 miles from the Time Warner Cable Arena. Jolie has been a stripper there for 10 years.
My most big concern is that a good portion of them are going to stay just downtown Charlotte.
The club is across the street from a light rail stop. Jolie says that during the DNC, they will waive cover charges if the patron has a light rail pass. She's hoping that promotion will entice more customers because the recession has hit her pretty hard. She now works twice as many hours a week to make ends meet.
For what I would bring in a yearly base, it's been cut in half. Easy. So when you're used to living a certain, you know, way of living, your style of life, you've got to change it.
Still, no matter how many Democrats make it to the Gold Club, Jolie will stick by an old rule she learned growing up.
Daddy always said, don't talk politics with anybody, so.
For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.